Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Teddy Hite, the CEO and founder of The Gage Collective, a community of powerhouse social, digital, and creative freelancers. Teddy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, tell us and take it further, what exactly is The Gage Collective?
So The Gage Collective is a three-year-old established community of creative freelancers that works with brands from startup brands all the way to large established institutions on really crafting an authentic and effective digital marketing strategy. So we handle everything from social to website management, graphic design, and more. And we really were born out of the idea that a more agile and collaborative partner was needed in the digital space to really work with these brands and help them craft a story that is both impactful and really organic to the work that they're doing.
And certainly some awesome details to get things rolling here today. Now, tell us more about your background and how it led you to starting The Gage Collective.
Absolutely. So my professional background, the majority of my time has been in marketing, and I have a love for creating content and telling authentic stories, whether it be in the physical space or in the digital space. I started my professional career working for the Walt Disney Company and then transitioned to working for a healthy, fast casual restaurant group in Chicago, helping them really own social media and telling their story through a effective strategy. My experiences at all of those in working with agencies was that they were always a bit clunky. Their processes were pretty rigid, and there was no agility in terms of how they were collaborating with the clients that they had. And so in the back of my mind, I kind of always had this thought of there's got to be a better way to really, you know, help brands carve out a unique positioning in the social space and do it in a way that is fun and collaborative and super creative. And so I made the leap and jumped into the entrepreneurial world in the fall of 2016 and discovered that freelancing was something that especially young creatives in the Chicago area were diving into. And so I thought, why not kind of create a model that is similar to an agency, but is built entirely of creative freelancers that are really able to flex their muscles in the zones that they love working in, whether that be graphic design or photography or videography. And at that moment, the Gage Collective was born.
And you gotta love that. Now, I understand the Gage Collective is bringing a new approach to branded content. That certainly is exciting and looking forward to hearing more on that, but tell us, what do you mean when you describe the Gage Collective as an anti-agency model?
Yeah, so the term anti-agency was something we had thrown around at the sort of beginning of our journey, and we found that it really stuck with a lot of the clients that we had worked with that had worked with agencies, and really the term, I think, is three-pronged in terms of what we're referring to. One is our agility. So because we are solely freelance-based, you know, we're able to really collaborate with partners and bring in freelancers that know their craft and know the area of the creative space that they're working in. And we're able to kind of have our scope of work be a little more ebb and flow, if you will, with kind of the nature of business. You know, we get that in the social space, things happen last minute. There are great opportunities to latch on to from a brand perspective. And so we are here more as a creative partner than any sort of a contractor, third-party entity that's working with these brands. The second is efficient. Again, you know, we have sort of each freelancer working in their zone of genius is what I call it. So a graphic designer is solely, you know, designing things, whether that be for social or the physical space. And because of that, they're able to really crank out high-quality projects in a short amount of time. And then the last one that kind of combines the two is affordability. This was something that was really important to me, especially in starting out and working with these smaller startup to medium-sized businesses, is creating an opportunity to have an affordable creative partner. And whether that be starting small with a small, you know, package with us, whether that's doing social media management or email marketing, and then we're able to grow with you. So as the need comes to add more elements to your creative package with us, we're able to add those in and really kind of fall in line with your growth and grow with you and make sure that your messaging stays authentic and consistent throughout your brand's journey. So that has kind of become the model, and now our sort of rallying cry of the anti-agency is big behind us because we've seen, you know, very successful results from the clients that we're working with.
And after hearing all the details there, no surprise, today we're joined by Mr. Teddy Height, the CEO and founder of The Gauge Collective, a community of powerhouse social, digital, and creative freelancers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Teddy, what is the most important thing for brands to keep in mind relative to creating authentic branded content?
Yeah, I think really it's getting back to your roots and spending a lot of time looking at those roots and having those conversations internally as a team of what is the driving force behind this brand. A lot of what we find in starting with clients is they don't spend a lot of time up front really breaking out what their brand persona is, you know, what their values are in terms of how they're going to market and who they want to reach and how they want to say things. And so taking a lot of time up front to really own that and have everyone that's going to touch your marketing or your promotions or whatever it may be, have a firm understanding of what that is and understanding that's consistent from person to person. That is just going to set a really great platform for your brand ongoing. And it's part of the reason why we, as a collective, we spend about a month onboarding with our clients and deep diving into the whys and the values and sort of the personality traits that would come alive if their brand was to exist in the social space, because we find then ongoing we're able to create really authentic work that's going to drive results and not necessarily just continue to throw spaghetti at the wall, if you will, and hope that it sticks. So I would encourage all brands to take time, regardless of where they're at in their brand journey. If they're a large-scale brand or a medium-sized brand, take some time, bring your key players into a room and really flush out, you know, what that brand persona looks like, what are the values of the brand from a messaging standpoint, how is that going to impact everything that you're doing, both, you know, in the real world as well as anything that you're kind of creating in that digital space.
Certainly some great advice, and thanks for your input there as well. Now, what do you see as the next big trend in social and digital advertising?
Totally. I think, you know, where we kind of see things going and the work that we're doing is kind of a return to basics a little bit. I think with how popular social media has gotten, from Instagram to Facebook and all of these platforms, there's sort of become a facade that I think a lot of brands are putting up to look super glossy and professional and styled. And I think with the creation and the rise in popularity of things like Instagram stories and Snapchat, there is this call by consumers to kind of take the brands back to being an actual person for a minute and being a communicative person in the space. And so I think, you know, I encourage a lot of our clients that we work with, don't be afraid to, you know, test really great pieces of content via Instagram story that are true to life, that are captured, you know, from feet on the ground. Because your consumers want to know that there's someone behind the screen that's capturing all of that, and then it's not necessarily, you know, been created by this behemoth machine that may be an agency or maybe another small group of creatives. So I think we're going to definitely see kind of a return to basics and a return to brands really functioning in a way that that is connecting them directly to their consumers, because it doesn't feel so polished and it feels a little more true to life.
Teddy, you have a lot of awesome things going on there through the Gauge Collective. Really appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio to introduce the Gauge Collective and what it is that you do in this space, and you're certainly making a dent in it. For sure. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Totally. I think when it comes to social media, when it comes to digital marketing, you know, again, take time to really understand your brand and digest how your brand would operate in that space, and look for a partner. If you're looking for a creative partner like a collective or an agency, look for one that's really going to support you and has your best interests in mind and is willing to collaborate, because that collaboration is key and that's what's going to take you to the next level. And we exist. There are many of us out there that do really awesome work. So do your homework up front and don't be afraid to kind of work with a partner that may be new to the scene but has really fantastic ideas and creative bodies behind it.
And definitely appreciate those concluding remarks. Really appreciate that. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information on the Gauge Collective. Where's the best place online to do so?
Totally. So they can check out our website. It is thegaugecollective.com. Gauge is G-A-U-G-E. We're also the Gauge Collective on Instagram, where we showcase, you know, a bunch of the work that we're doing in the space and all of the awesome freelancers that work with us.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Hyde, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Teddy Hyde, the CEO and founder of The Gauge Collective, a community of powerhouse social, digital, and creative freelancers. And for all the details, visit thegaugecollective.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.